We invite you to tune in to Stream Globe Radio, our 24/7 internet station filled with edifying sermons, uplifting music, and inspiring programs. Listen anytime at www.streamglobe.org.
Today's Stream Globe devotional is titled The Big Three. Today's meditation was written by Abraham Damilola Origi. We shall take our Bible reading from 1 Thessalonians 5:16 to 18. Always rejoice, constantly pray, in everything give thanks, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. I have just read from the New English Translation. Even though Gerald was a prayer warrior, his life was not as fruitful as it should have been. He was a very unpleasant person to be around because he was overly pessimistic. Because of this, he was drained of much-needed spiritual strength. He got his spiritual breakthrough when he started truly being thankful, joyful, and even more prayerful. His spiritual life was no longer like an unstable seesaw, but an ever-increasing fragrance of God's grace. The joy of the Lord is our strength. When we are thankful as we should be, we position our hearts to walk in that joy. As disciples of Christ, we always have reasons to be thankful, even when it seems we don't. We know that God is on our side and that we have hope that is beyond anything this world can offer. We know God is in charge of our lives and all things work together for our good. Rejoicing always and giving thanks is one of our loudest statements of faith, and it is the victory that overcomes the world. Prayer without thanksgiving easily becomes heavy and burdensome. But when thanksgiving fills our hearts, prayer becomes joyful fellowship with God. A thankful believer remembers the goodness of God and draws strength from it. The will of God for us is not only that we pray, but that we rejoice and give thanks continually. These three things work together to keep our spiritual lives healthy and vibrant. Go into today choosing to rejoice and give thanks to God in all things. As you do, you will find renewed strength and grace for every challenge. Prayer. Father, help me to maintain a thankful heart and to rejoice in you always. Let the joy of the Lord continually strengthen my life. In Jesus' name, Amen. If you are not yet saved, that is, you have not yet received Jesus as your Lord and Saviour, open your heart to him today. He loves you and wants to give you eternal life. Pray this prayer. Lord Jesus, I believe you died for my sins and rose again. I confess you as my Lord and Saviour. Please forgive me, wash me clean, and make me a child of God. Amen. Our yearly Bible plan reading for today shall be taken from Romans 5-6. Click on the audio Bible link at the end of today's devotional text to listen to the Bible reading.
You have just listened to Stream Globe Devotional. Stream Globe is non-denominational and interdenominational. We encourage you to share this devotional and let's touch lives together. To learn more about this ministry and get more of our resources, visit streamglobe.org.